Most embarrassing probably was the moment where Senator Dick Dubin, a Democrat from Illinois, asked Zuckerberg about his choice of hotel.
Would you be comfortable sharing with us the name of the hotel you stayed in last night?
No.
If you messaged anybody this week, would you share with us the names of the people you've messaged?
Senator, no, I would probably not choose to do that publicly here.
I think that may be what this is all about. Your right to privacy, the limits of your right to privacy, and how much you give away in the name of, quote, connecting people around the world.
Facebook is accused of sharing the data of millions of people with Cambridge Analytica, which is in its turn accused of using it to manipulate public opinion in major events such as Brexit or the US elections. Charges it denies. But Zuckerberg promised that things will now change. Arthur Massot, a lawyer with La Quadrature, an internet watchdog here in Paris, says that the core problem lies with Facebook's commercial model.
It's the idea that personal data is merchandise, exchange currency. That's the problem with Facebook, and that's the problem we are facing today. This is forbidden when it comes to European law. Zuckerberg will never comply to this. He will content himself to make small changes in the field of security. He will say, we will explain it better to the people. But it won't change anything to the problem, which is that Mark Zuckerberg thinks that our freedom, our personal data, are an exchange currency.
So what have been the reactions thus far from Europe? There's a lot of resentment here from users who complain already a long time about the opacity of Facebook's user agreements and lack of privacy protection. Julia Krüger, a researcher with Netzpolitik, an internet watchdog based in Berlin, says she is delighted that everything is coming out in the open now.
I'm extremely glad about these allegations, about this conflict, because Zuckerberg promised Facebook to become a major platform, a major infrastructure to structure the political discourse and society. And I always doubted that this is without a cost. The hearing is about the deceptive practices. So the one thing is to collect data. The other thing is to share data with third parties. The third thing is to combine everything. And the fourth thing is to manipulate people. So I think between the line of taking users' data and being allowed to do everything, there are a lot of differences.
And on the European level, things may really change, regardless if Zuckerberg or Facebook are going to implement changes to protect privacy.
As of May the 25th this year, there will be new regulations in Europe under the General Data Protection Regulation. And from then on, this way of working will be forbidden. It forbids the contracts where freedom is being sold in exchange for a service. To see that these regulations will be implemented, our organization is going to organize action groups against Facebook, Google, Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft to see to it that these contracts be annulled and that they are declared void by Europe's data protection agencies.
The idea is that Facebook and other companies will have to pay up to 4% of their global revenues if they violate these rules. Massot explained that there will be a lot of political discussion before all EU countries will implement the regulations, but one thing is clear, Facebook will have to think changing its business model of data-driven advertising if at least in Europe it doesn't want to risk a fine that the company will find hard to swallow.